The message arrived at 2:17 in the morning. No name, no number, just three words. It wasn't finished. At first, Daniel assumed it was a mistake. The sort of late-night text sent by someone who had clearly had more confidence than judgment. He almost ignored it. Almost. But something about the message felt deliberate. Precise. As though whoever had sent it knew exactly what it meant, and exactly who would read it. Which would have been strange enough on its own, except for one small detail. Daniel had changed his phone number 3 days earlier. And only one other person knew it.